For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Anger has exploded on city streets over Donald Trump's Islamophobic and racist comments.
We are here in harmony and in solidarity. This is the real New York.
New York City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito says what Trump represents is not the real New York. She stands on the steps of City Hall on Wednesday with other elected officials and activists at a rally speaking out against Trump and his proposals to ban Muslims from entering the U.S. Mark Viverito says rhetoric in this election cycle has gone from mean to hateful to dangerous. As council speaker, she assures Muslims and all New Yorkers that harassment and bias attacks have no place in our diverse and beautiful city.
There is nothing left to say about Donald Trump, except that he is a disgusting, racist demagogue who has no business running for president, period.
Speaker after speaker stepped up to the microphone to bash Trump. Some from Queens said they are embarrassed that he comes from that borough. New York City public advocate Tish James says he built his wealth off the backs of New Yorkers, and we will not stand for that.
And if Donald Trump wants to come after our Muslim brothers or anyone else, he will have to contend with all of us.
It's not just Donald Trump who is espousing racist hate speech, according to Imam Khalid Latif from the NYU Islamic Center.
It is Ben Carson who said that he would never let a Muslim into his cabinet and that a Muslim could never be president. Mark Rubio who said he would be open to shutting down mosques. And Ted Cruz, who said only refugees fleeing ISIS who could prove they are Christian should be taken into our country.
The imam says these voices, left unchecked, have led to a rise in anti-Muslim sentiment, arguably worse than after September 11th.
It's a frustration, especially for the people, like ladies like me, wearing hijab.
Shazi Akberzai is with Women for Afghan Women. It's a human rights group in New York City. She says women in her community have been victims of racism.
A lot of our ladies has been pointing out, go back to your country, you don't belong here, or they get a lot of like a bad things attention to them. Put their fingers to them, go back to your countries, and I want them to be safe, including me. I don't feel safe when I go out, my kids go to Islamic school, and I want everyone to be safe. And this country has been made by immigrants, and we shouldn't forget that.
Linda Sarsour is with the Arab American Association of New York. She says the community worries about the children.
Our children in the American Muslim community don't live in caves. They're on social media. They watch television. And our kids are confused. They are taught to be proud of who they are. They are taught that they believe in a God that loves all people of all backgrounds. And they question themselves. They're scared. And especially for our young women in our community who cover their hair, girls wearing hats now, telling each other not to stand too close to the train platforms until the train gets there to get on. I mean, people are learning self-defense, worried about being attacked in the streets of their own city where they were born and raised. It's actually a very scary time that anyone who's an American of whatever background has to actually think that way.
Religious leaders and elected officials say what's important is for New Yorkers to speak up and denounce the hatred that's being presented, that New York City is a city of inclusion which respects our differences. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.